You're listening to another Prospect interview on HockeyProspect.com.
I'm now here with Ford of the Detroit Bell Tire, Dylan Larkin. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
So why don't you start off by telling us a bit about yourself and your game?
I'm a centerman for Bell Tire, and I rely on my speed and quickness to get by defensemen.
Your team, you've been with them for four years now, Detroit Bell Tire, and they're doing phenomenally well, 29-2-6, 64 points. You're, of course, top of the division, but you're top of the league as well. You just seem to be in a league of your own, several points ahead of the other teams. What is it about this squad that is so dominant?
It's amazing how for the 4 years I've been on the team, we've been constantly in the top three teams in the nation. What gets us up there is definitely how every kid on the team is as dominant as they are and are everyone leader in their own way. So it's good. It's good having everyone. Not everyone is a superstar, and we feed off of each other really well.
You have 13 goals for 20 points in your 20 games. Of course, you haven't played in all games because you are suffering from an injury. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I got injured during Whitby Silver Sticks. I broke my left ankle, and it's been a tough road. I'm looking to get back on skates soon. I'm excited for it.
Do you have an estimate time of when everyone will get to see you back?
Hopefully state playoffs, which is March 6th through the 12th, I believe. So.
Now, unfortunately, you didn't get a chance to. You were called out to play in the first ever 2012 Winter Youth Olympic Games in Austria, which just finished a couple weeks ago. You didn't get to play, although you were selected. So what kind of things did you learn from that, from that experience at least? Of course, you did get to try out for the camp in the summer. You were invited to that. What kinds of things did you learn from that?
I learned how tough it is to be sidelined, and I remember it's going to be in my memory for a while how it feels to be not a part of a team, and I learned that it's going to push me, and it's tough being not there, so I know how kids that weren't chosen and didn't get to go.
Now, like I said, you were invited out to the camp last July. Was it a shock to you to get the call?
I guess. I tried out for my state camp, and I made it from there. I felt like I earned it, definitely. And I mean, it's good. It's good making it and being selected. So it was more of a compliment and to be selected, because there's so many great players in Michigan.
Well, you are a great player yourself as a Bantam player last season. You led the team, just to show how good you were, 23 goals, 47 points in your 30 games. Excellent stats, obviously. How are you going to improve from that here on in?
I wouldn't say it's more about the points. It's definitely about the wins, and I guess it's good to be up there and, keep scoring the big goals for my team, I guess.
So you have agreed to NCAA, University of Michigan, talking about the future a little bit. Why was that the right choice for you?
It was a feeling in my heart that when I left and saw them play that, I've been growing up in Michigan. I've been a University of Michigan fan my whole life. And it's really good what they got going on there, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
A lot of attention is put on young Canadian talent, hockey, Canada sport, but there's a lot of skill still out there to be seen. Of course, you're one of them. As an American player, it's a little bit of a different perspective for you. What would you say are some of the advantages or even disadvantages for you?
I wouldn't say there's any advantages or disadvantages because I'm assuming that the Canadian players like myself would be recruited by NCAA as well as Canadian Hockey League. So I'd say it's a level playing field with all the youth players.
And even though you have agreed to the University of Michigan, you're still ranked to go quite high in this year's upcoming OHL draft. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's pretty cool, actually. You know, you see all the big American players like Patrick Kane and the idols of not get drafted in the OHL. And I think it's pretty cool.
Is there a player in your young career that you've modeled your game after?
I guess Sidney Crosby.
Now, of course, he's one of the greats, but what is it about him in particular that you really like about his style?
Definitely his hard work and leadership, for sure.
Interesting. And you yourself, you're 6'1", 160 pounds. What's the biggest skill set you bring to the ice in every game you play?
I would like to say my work and skating ability.
So what is it that you think you need to work on moving ahead?
Definitely my off forechecking and backchecking for sure.
So finally, before we end up, just got to know, what are some of your more recent goals you have in mind for the remainder of this season with Detroit Bell Tire?
As a team, we set the goal to make it to back to the national championship. And we've been in the national championship game the past 3 years, so definitely get back there.
Always a great goal for sure. Well, thank you for joining me, and good luck with the rest of the year. Once again, that is Dylan Larkin.